continuing. Today, however, I noticed that he appeared tired. He had just come from the Jewish unloading platform, where he had stood for hours in a biting rain, selecting the inhabitants of the Riga ghetto. As usual, though, selection was no longer a very applicable term, for everyone had been sent to the left. Both crematoriums still in operation were full, as was the immense pyre ditch. To cope with this new influx, the ranks of the new Sonderkommando had been increased to 460 men. Dr. Mengele approached the table without bothering to take off his coat and kepi, which were soaked through. In fact, he didn't seem to notice them. "Captain," I said, "let me take your hat and coat into the oven room. They'll be dry in 5 minutes." "Never mind," he replied. "The water won't get any farther than my skin anyway." He asked to see the dissection report on the Russian officer. I handed it to him, and he began to read. After 3 or 4 lines, he handed it back to me. "I'm very tired," he said. "You read it." But after I had proceeded only a few lines, he interrupted me again. "Let it go," he said. "That won't be necessary." And his gaze wandered to the window, out of which he stared absently. What could have happened to this man? Could it be that he had had enough of all this horror? Or had he received some bad news informing him that henceforth all this was meaningless? It was also possible that the strain of the preceding months had at last begun to take its toll. And my interjection, I must admit, many times I've wondered, why does power, these handful of guys numbering in the single thousands who hoard all the dollars, all the decision making, all the certainty, why do they never feel this? Feel just this? Aren't they tired of all the horror? Don't they see how full of ill meaning are their efforts in the big scheme, the big sweep of our human determination to live freely? Don't they ever get tired of being the source of so much misery? And so unnecessarily? Has human goodness released with the dissolution of force? Will make such a paradise on our bounteous earth. Such a rich repository of all things beautiful and stimulating and fun. Continuing. During our numerous contacts and talks together, Dr. Mengele had never granted me what I might call a private conversation. But now, seeing him so depressed, I screwed up my courage. "Captain," I said, "when is all this destruction going to cease?" He looked at me and replied, "Mein Freund, es geht immer weiter, my friend, it goes on and on, on and on." His words seemed to betray a note of silent resignation. He got up from his chair and left the laboratory, his briefcase in his hand. I accompanied him to his car. "During the next few days, you'll have some interesting work," he said. And with these words, he climbed into his car and drove away. I shuddered at the thought. No doubt, this interesting work meant a new group of twins.